John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes you come across the dead, meaning ghosts, a crime scene. Many crime scenes, there are dead people there, but they're dead. Their bodies laying on the ground. What about when you come across one that you had no idea was even there? You had no idea a crime had even been committed in the vicinity of the area. But you keep having visions. You keep having these feelings. You begin seeing things in your environment, not just visions alone, but within the confines of the environment in which you're in. Vehicles, people, things that relate to a crime that you knew nothing about. That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. This story is about a recent murder, a visitation from a spirit of a woman whose profile fits the description, and a bizarre vision of an evil act that possibly surrounded her death. Also an unbelievable experience shared by my son and me involving what I believe was a residual replay involving the car that carried her mutilated body to a sacred Aboriginal site right before our eyes and then disappeared into the air in broad daylight. It also involves an Aboriginal psychic that led the police to the location where her body was eventually discovered. But first, I need to go back to the start. I recently had an experience. During that experience with my mother, there were other paranormal things going on at the same time, including some visions and dreams regarding a friend of mine in a difficult time she was going through in relation to an unfortunate loss in personal family matters. Later, my friend had confirmed what I had seen and validated that experience to me. My wife, too, at that time had felt the urgencies in our home. A few months ago, I was going to work. She saw a shadow follow me out the door, and it was not mine. She was at that time a little unsettled, and I've been reassuring her not to worry. On most occasions, I try to keep my experiences to myself and not alarm my family, especially the ones that may be hard to explain. One night as I was resting on my bed, I had rolled over from my right side to my left, and standing inside my room, probably about 2 or 3 feet away, was a woman dressed in black with trousers, jeans on, with a shirt and jacket. Her hair was black and medium length. She was in full body, not an apparition as such. She was just staring straight at me. The room was dark, her face was not so clear, but I knew instantly she was not a family member. I remember looking at her, and I guess what had surprised me was the fact that she was not startled or moving away from me. She was waiting for me to initiate the conversation. Unfortunately, I had lost sight of her and was unable to connect for the purpose of that visit. I had no idea who she was or what she wanted then. But I believe now that she was the murdered ghost of a woman who had been missing since June and later found at a reserve not far away from where I live. Now, my memory of when I saw her is a bit vague, but I believe it was around June or July. At that time, every night the paranormal activity in my home was crazy, to a point where I thought I was digging in too far, as at the time, I was seeking to help a friend and had some unusual experiences in the process. One night, as I was astral projecting myself or experiencing a projected dream field, I had left my body and traveled to another country. Most of my out-of-body experiences are confined to my house. But on this occasion, I had found myself traveling across the universe to another place far away. I come across a man sitting at a table. He looked at me and gave me an evil stare. He seemed a little bit surprised that I was there. His face started to change in a demonic fashion. Instinctively, as crazy as this sounds, I started walking straight towards him. I was refusing to succumb to fear or to the nature of what was going on and what he was trying to achieve. This is not the first time in astral flight or dreams have I come across a nasty being, and any sign of weakness is an invitation for them to enter your mind. I am no hero, and excuses for me for being a little self-patronizing, but I want others, especially children, to understand that they cannot enter your mind or destroy your world if you do not fear them. Without your fear, they are powerless to hurt you. Before I'd returned to my body, I saw what I can only describe as three witches levitating off the ground. I'm not suggesting they were evil, but I do believe they were connected in some way to my friend and her circumstances. I cannot rule out the possibility that this experience was only a dream, as I have come to acknowledge over the years that not everything presents itself as clear as what you interpret or remember. Now, getting back to the story, I know over the Facebook back then, in a chat room with a few friends, I'd posted a question if anyone knew of a woman all dressed in black with medium long black hair. Another night, as I just went to sleep maybe 4 seconds into a dream state, I had a vision that just seems to come from nowhere and present itself to me. This woman who had long black hair appeared right before my eyes. She pulled a knife up above her head, and in the blink of an eye, she ran it straight through my chest. I could feel the knife go through my chest, and I mean physically feel it. My muscles had contracted, and I could feel the pain for maybe a few long seconds, and for some time as I was walking up to a conscious state. The sadness of the vision jolted me out of the semi-dream state. This is the first time I've shared that experience, and this experience is an example of what I try to keep away from my family. As I know, sometimes our mind can play tricks on us, and I thought, perhaps it was my imagination. I know I'd privately mentioned to my friend that I would withdraw my focus on her experience, as I had thought the connection of being stabbed and something to do with my friend's experience or from too much psychic activity or even an overactive imagination. I'm totally aware of how powerful our minds can be and often distribute advice. I could relay dozens of experiences like this over here, but the previous paragraph about the three witches and demonic man, but I've decided to only submit stories that are mostly different from the ones I've already written. I believe this vision of being stabbed was a past premonition or perhaps the vicious nature of the crime that she fell victim to. It was a very unpleasant experience. It kind of shocked me to some degree. After 45 years of running around the block, you kind of think you have experienced most of the mystery that life can bestow, but I guess this is the first time I've been through a paranormal experience with such vicious circumstances. Maybe some years ago, it may have really unsettled my nerve. I know I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I will not fear my paranormal experiences. I am more afraid of the living. And then there's the ghost car. It's all connected. This experience was amazing and absolutely connected to the woman in black. My son and I decided to go training at a park adjacent to an Aboriginal sacred site. It's about 10 minutes from where I live. Keep in mind that up to this point, the torso of a woman's body was dumped in a creek adjacent to the park, and it was an Aboriginal elder that tipped off the police to the possibility of finding a body down there due to a gut feeling. At this time, there was a 6-year-old girl missing, and police pursued the lead. Now, here's what goes down. As we drove under the bridge and into the park, we had noticed this car behind us. We were the only two cars driving at the same time. There was another vehicle already parked, and a red car dumped nearby with no plates on it. Now, as I got out of the car, I saw this mobile car, which was a white Holden Commodore sedan. And it was a man and a woman driving slowly, awfully close to the edge of the reserve on the bike and walkway track. It did seem a little strange and quite odd to be where it was. The last time I saw the car, it was probably 3 or 4 car lengths in front of ours and heading in the direction at the back of the toilets, maybe 15 meters past. As I turned my head around towards the park, my son had now got himself out of the car and headed to his back seat to grab his drink and towel. He saw the car and saw the woman in the passenger seat just glazing in the direction in front as he bent in the back and grabbed his towel and kept in mind that he was very conscious of where the car was and standing towards the only way in or out. So basically, he never really turned his back at all. When he pulled himself back out of the car, which was only a couple of seconds later, he said, with an incredibly surprised tone, "Hey, Dad, where did that car go?" The last time I saw the car to the point of him saying, "Hey, Dad," it could not have been longer than 10 seconds. Keep in mind, for about 5 seconds of them, my son had a vision of the car and had the prolific side vision of anything turning around. He only lost sight of himself for maybe 5 seconds tops. When he said, "Hey, Dad," or as the car, I turned around and pointed confidently with my own geographical bearing of where the car was and said it went behind the toilets. Suddenly, I was just as surprised as my son. Quickly, I realized that there was a barricade at the back of the toilet and no way possible for a car to get past. So immediately, I'd looked towards the bridge that we drove under, which were around 200 meters back, and I saw nothing. It is the only way in or out, very open and nothing at all to obscure our view at this point. This whole experience could not have been any longer than 15 seconds, and even that may be longer than it was. We're both convinced that due to the short time we turned our heads, and that's if we did it at the same time, there was no way it could have doubled back and just vanished. We examined all possibilities for about 20 minutes, tracing over our steps and timing how long it would take to reverse or turn around, etc. And the best that I could manage, and that was driving pretty quick in reverse, a car would have needed 45 seconds to make it back to the bridge and disappear out of our view. Another thing to note, there was no noise. We heard nothing. But when we had reenacted the car turning around, there was a reasonable amount of noise. There's no doubt in my mind that the car disappeared. It would have been impossible to turn around to get past us that quickly, and especially with no tire noise, as there's some gravel in the location on top of that, no prolific vision of it going back at all. The only place the car could have gone in a few seconds was in the creek, which was still impossible to do, as the reservoir has thick brush and shrub on the edge of the walkway, and furthermore, there would have been some substantial noise. I had decided to investigate up and down the edge, looking into a swamp-like creek, looking for something that I knew I couldn't find. And all this time, unbeknown to me, somewhere in that creek, a woman's torso was recently discovered. Coincidentally, by an Aboriginal elder who had sensed that there was a body there and informed the police. We decided to continue with our plans, but as my son pointed out to me later, I did keep on going back to the creek in intervals, looking in each general direction. I believe it is possible. What was shown to us was the actual murder taking place. I remember walking to the edge of the reserve and glancing towards the creek. I could not say I was picking up on anything. I was more wondering if the car was in the creek, as that would be the only logical place it could go in a short space of time. But there was nothing there. It was a bit eerie to think that I was probably standing only meters away from where the girl in black was discovered. We got home, such as the circumstances of the experience. My whole family was informed about what happened, and to the contrary to keeping things to myself, we all were mystified by the nature of what happened. My youngest son Googled up on the internet and discovered a recent news clip of the woman whose torso had been discovered in the creek where we saw the car disappear. The date of this news clip was the 13th of August, coincidentally the day my mother died in 2009. I felt that what we saw had something to do with that murder. I decided to contact the police and forward what we saw and what I had felt. I sent an email stating I believe that a woman and man were involved. Since we saw a man and woman in the car, I found out a short time later that a woman and man have been charged with the alleged murder of this unfortunate woman. When I eventually saw the latest bulletin in regards to the murder, I was in shock when I saw a picture of the woman who was murdered. She had long black hair and was dressed in black. I believe it was the same woman I saw standing in my room some 2 months prior. I cannot be 100% sure it was her, but her profile was remarkably similar. I was considering trying to contact her family, but have been advised not to at the risk of being ridiculed by our local community. My son and I have been back over a couple of times, replaying our movements just in case we had missed something, but we keep coming back to the fact that the car just vanished. I think it's fair to say, if I were reading the story from another author, I too would find it hard to believe. Our minds can play tricks on us, but for us to see the same unexplainable event rules out any type of delusional status. I will still wonder to this day, though, what was the woman trying to tell us?
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.